taking the shots no other show dares to take.
I'll be Bruce. Straight. No chaser.
Offering analysis and opinions on the biggest names in sports.
You're talking about Aubrey Bruce.
A sports talk show dedicated to covering every move the team, players, coaches, and executives make.
Straight. No chaser.
Covering all sides of the story.
The educational platform for us to educate that, you know, all that necessarily glitters isn't gold.
Ready? Get your audience into the game. The clock is ticking.
Aubrey Bruce, Urban Media Today, talking about some things that we're going to talk about, me or Margot or Vince or Trevin. What? But it's all about straight up no chaser. We're not talking about getting it undone. We're going to give it to you unfiltered. Talking about sports, politics, girlfriends, boyfriends. No, I'm just kidding. Anything you might like, we're going to give it to you. What's up, Margot? How you doing?
I'm great. How you guys been?
Fair for squares.
Well, I know. I tell you what, Aubrey, this is hot. It's going to be Straight No Chaser with Aubrey Bruce. It's going to be a new show here on Urban Media Today Radio. It's your show. You're going to take over. We got Margot Hinton, who's also going to have a podcast.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That's what
we're
doing.
Urban Media Today Radio.
Okay.
So, and we're going to do this for our show, too. It's like we all get the Urban Media Today round table and get things going. Aubrey, I'm not the host of this one. This is your show, bro. It's 30 minutes of podcast.
Well, bro, you got to be the co-host today, right? So I get things like squared away. You know?
It's all good. So what can we expect? How are the discussions going to take place?
Well, I think we're in our embryonic stages right now. But as you know, like Bill Roden from New York Times and David Steele, they're all my buddies. So as soon as we get structured, we're going to do a half-hour show with me, you, Margot, Vince, and the round table. Then we'll have my boys calling in from the Baltimore Sun, you know, Mike and those guys, and David Steele and Cliff Brown used to be with the Sporting News. Now he's with Yahoo. So Bill Roden, John Harris from Houston. So all these guys will call in. Jared Bell from USA Today, they'll call and they'll give their opinion. And you guys will like kind of curse them out or curse at them or agree with them. But that's where I think we want to go. We want to go half hour if we can with the Pittsburgh Forum, and then we'll go the next half hour talk with our national beat writers.
So initially, this is going to be a 30-minute like a podcast, right? This
exactly.
Okay. Uh-huh. And in the podcast, it'll focus on you. And you know, it's because Margo's about to do her own thing in a minute, yeah. So she might not have time for us.
Well, you know, because I got some plans for her, too. So
okay.
To coincide with what she's already doing.
Bring gotcha. It. Bring it. Gotcha. Or give it up. That's a name drop right there. Give it up.
And then you got Vince. He's our actual photographer during the football season, basketball season for Urban Media Today Sports. And then he's also a part of the Urban Media Today Talk Sports crew.
Right.
And all of us now are part of the Urban Media Today Sports team. Mm-hmm. So I know Vince will be doing other things, too. So
I congratulate Vince. You know, he's credentialed for the NFL this year. I'll give him my condolences.
But then again, it's like the show is all yours. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, we finished the other show. We finished our other forum talking about the national anthem and me getting under your skin saying that I didn't know whether to sing the Russian national anthem or the American national anthem. Or, you know, and my thing was being divided about that. And I was hoping with Margot coming, having a perspective as a woman and a black woman, but more importantly, as an American woman, and what she thinks about a president who talks about basically standing up for the national anthem, but yet he won't stand up to President Putin, who basically helped compromise our election.
Wow. Aside from the president, I'll just give my opinion on the national anthem in general. What I've been telling myself is that more than anybody, I think, in the country, black people fought for the freedom that the national anthem and those things speak of. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I don't have a problem with standing up for what I say is standing up for my ancestors, because we could never talk about liberty and freedom if it wasn't for what our ancestors did through the civil rights movement from slavery till the present day. Now, if we go into the president and the NFL and that, I respect everybody's right to protest, take a knee, sit down, whatever it is you do, that's your prerogative. And I understand that because that was more about social issues than it was about the national anthem in specific to me. And it got convoluted. And now we have to deal with outsiders' opinions as to why we either stand or sit for the national anthem. And it's almost lost its message in a deliberate fashion. I believe that was deliberate, what happened to that. So I don't have a problem with anybody kneeling or sitting or doing whatever they do, long as it's, you know, respectful in the way that they do it. And I believe mm-hmm. that's what Colin Kaepernick did. But at the same time, I sort of own the fact that my ancestors paved the way for us to even talk about or even have this show right now. So that's how I sort of justify it in my mind.
Vince?
I think LeBron James was right when he said that Donald Trump is trying to divide us. Mm-hmm. And through all his rhetoric, all this, like, I know social media is the end thing right now. That's how people communicate all over the world. But I have a problem with the president tweeting so much in such a derogatory way. And in such a divisive way. Like everything he does just pushes a bigger wedge through all the struggles that we've come through, that we're trying to overcome, trying to become a more understanding nation. He's dividing all that, and that's my biggest problem with him and his policies, his rhetoric, his almost everything that he does. It's counterproductive mm-hmm. to what we're trying to do, to what we're trying to accomplish.
God blessed me to write something for the Courier a few months ago called The Urbanization of Sports in America. And I talked about sports being basically invented to coincide with the Industrial Revolution. Mm-hmm. And that was, people had that one day a week, mm-hmm. they have recreation mm-hmm. on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So they went out to the farms, they packed picnic baskets, mm-hmm. and they played baseball or football, whatever. Mm-hmm. But what happened after sports became urbanized and we came to the big stadiums and mm-hmm. all that, there was so much money involved. Now, black players couldn't be involved because it was just too much money. Mm-hmm. From an economic standpoint, the average person made $250 a year. Mm-hmm. In those times, the average football player or baseball player made close to $5,000 a year. So they couldn't allow blacks to be part of that economic bonanza mm-hmm. that was coming through with sports. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, I think what we have to do as Americans, you know, not athletes, but as Americans, is just to make sure that we treat fellow Americans as part of the family of humanity just with respect. Mm-hmm. When we do that every day, I have a lot of whites who read me and say, oh, I love you. Mm-hmm. Then I have a lot of, like, well, I don't like you. Mm-hmm. But the point is, we can embrace and give each other a hug. And I just say, thank you for the input. And I think that what we have to do as sportsmen and sportswomen is that let sports kind of be the speed bump that will help us connect, I think, with the family of humanity.
But that's, to me, that's the way sports has always been. It's always brought us together. Mm-hmm. Like you said, I mean, I sports for me always was that recreational, get away from the 9 to 5, the hustle and bustle. You know, this is my entertainment.
That's exactly what it was.
You know, and so it was always that for me. And so it still should be that. Mm-hmm. It still should be that release from the daily grind that you go through. And the politics shouldn't come into it.
That's right.
You know,
right.
That bothers me that it's come to that.
Oh, you want me to say something?
Yes, you're the producer.
No doubt. I'm glad Margot's sitting here for two reasons. Number one, being a black woman, and being a black American woman sitting here, and being a strong black woman sitting here. The focus on a lot of what's being said about the national anthem situation and Colin Kaepernick situation, it's pertaining to men, but then you have the women who are going through domestic violence, the mm-hmm. Women who aren't getting their just dues. When Margo is a superior athlete, and she came in today, talking about how she discovered the ABA
women's ABA team. Yes, they're gonna have a women's ABA team in Pittsburgh.
See, and she perked up right away. Right? But a lot of times, and I'm a WNBA fan, and a lot of times, you see that the women, when they take stances as well, because the WNBA took a stance along with Colin Kaepernick.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Was it Minnesota?
Yes,
Minnesota team.
Yep, they wore T-shirts right away. So those types of things go without discussion. Mm-hmm. I say all that to bring it all together because with that situation, you already know my position. I'm a black American. I'm a strong black man. I'm going to be an American. I'm
comrade, I understand.
No, I'm not comrade. We're not going there again. I'm not comrade. I'm a black American. And I'm not going to let you or society have me second guess what I am or who I am. And I think with the divisiveness that went into the whole situation with Colin Kaepernick, let me say this. I have the utmost respect for my ancestors, for my roots. Mm-hmm. And like Margo said, us as black folks, this is nothing new. Mm-hmm. This is something that we've been fighting for years. Mm-hmm. So when you say Donald Trump is being divisive, it ain't hurting us because we've already been here. It's like now it's just up to us to come together and make a stronger stance as a black community against the policemen shooting black Americans in the back, whether it be a man or a woman. Mm-hmm. You're choking a woman out in a car in Texas.
Yeah, that's right.
Or and she ended up dead in a jail cell. Or shooting a man in the back, i.e. Mm-hmm. last week in Tennessee, which is recent, mm-hmm. or going back before then. It's a shame that there's a list of black names, young black men, that you could put on a T-shirt. Mm-hmm. If you paid attention to the NFL and Hall of Fame induction ceremony last week, went unsaid, I mean, but it was picked up by some people, Randy Moss on his tie had the list of black men who were killed at the hands of the authorities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So, again, on Urban Media Today Talk Sports, we had talked about it when that aired. But I'm going to say that one more time. Kudos to Colin Kaepernick because he took that knee at the most opportune time because almost 2 years later, we're still talking about or not talking about or trying not to talk about the issue that Colin Kaepernick brought to the forefront on America's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump being the president right now, Aubrey, and I'm not trying to take over your show because I know this is
your
show.
Do your thing, brother.
Aubrey, Donald Trump being the president right now, no, I didn't vote for him. Wouldn't vote for him. I love when President Obama was in office for 8 years. I love that, whether you like me or not for saying it. I don't care. But he's just showing another side of America, and he, him being in the president gave other people the strength and confidence.
Gave them license.
To come out of the dark.
Yeah.
That's all that did. But we as black folks, we already knew. I mean, this is nothing new to us. And if I'm wrong, correct me, but we as a black community, we've struggled with worse.
Yeah, I believe it just went from covert to overt. Right.
Exactly. That's my point.
That's it.
But we had three different issues, I think, when it comes to the assassination of black men. Like I told you, around the beginning, the late 19th century, early 20th century, it was called justifiable homicide.
Okay.
A police could do whatever, and that was it. And then as we went toward the middle of the century, they basically said, we're not going to call it that. Maybe it's lynching, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then now it's stand your ground. So you have three different premises that you're allowed to kill black people. You know, three different social scenarios. And what I'm saying that what Donald Trump actually did unintentionally was cause us to mobilize with Colin Kaepernick. Because now we're more, our young people, the millennials, as you call them, were basically sort of self-serving and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But now it gave them something to stand up for and protest for. And I hate empty protests, but I think that the protest is good of them being aware.
Mm-hmm.
And a young black lady came up to me and said, well, blah, 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 I'm with Black Lives Matter. I said, that's good. That's a great thing. But I said, do you know how black people actually got their freedom? She was like, President Lincoln's. I said, no. The abolitionists put enough pressure on Lincoln and the Union to free us. Right. It took white people to get us free.
Right.
Other than that, we would still been singing, you know, ain't no sun since you've been gone.
But if it wasn't for white folks, we'd have never been slaves at the beginning.
Exactly. Exactly. So they had a wrong and they had to make, you know, create and make a right. But what I'm just saying that for us, even with sports, for me, you know, being an ex-player and loving it, there was nothing else that I loved more than sports, you know. And then to see it like diluted and polluted and toxified with all this racial rhetoric, it's not right and it's not true. When you look at just the games themselves, period.
That's why this show is called Aubrey Bruce Straight with No Chaser. I like that. I like that. Let me tap on some of the knowledge and wealth that you have with your show here, with this podcast that you're having. How over time has sports and politics meshed together for the good?
Well, it started when Jackie Robinson crossed his imaginary color line. But what Frank Robinson said to me, I interviewed him when he was manager of the Reds, and he said to me, he said, it was called The Lion in Winter. And he said to me that sports will always, almost always mirror politics. Because as soon as Jackie Robinson crossed the color line, then they allow the corporate structure start to change in Chicago and New York and L.A., not drastically, but enough where a few black men and women were able to do some things from a corporate perspective that they hadn't been given the opportunity to do. Mm. So I think that even from a minute standpoint, that sports, of course, is more than minute now. Because if Margo goes out and says something good on social media, and she's been a great player, you're going to probably have a lot of young players and a lot of young black women follow her based on the fact of what she's done and the public relations that goes behind her. Mm-hmm. Whereas Donald Trump, like I said, he started something as a negative to mobilize his base. But actually, it was the unintended mobilization was people of color and people who had more of liberal precepts going on about what our society should be.
Mm. Well, that's interesting. So then, Margo, let me ask you this question. In your experiences, you being in the Hall of Fame with your college, university, was Cal U, right?
Stop it.
Indiana University of Pennsylvania.
Okay, there we go. Okay, get it right.
I was just messing with you, man. I knew that. And then your high school, right? Yeah, right?
Wait, I got one more thing. Bill Neal just dropped it on me.
What happened?
He told me, now I'm going into the City League Hall of Fame.
Oh, man. That's what's up.
I said, all right, Bill.
That's what's up.
Bill Neal dropping the knowledge via text.
So when you hear that type of stuff, and then you hear Aubrey say what he just said, in today's society, is there an extra pressure put on you as a female athlete to be a role model? And you're a teacher, correct, if I'm not mistaken?
I'm a teacher.
Okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
I would say just as a black female in general, in every situation that I've ever been in, and I've been in a lot of situations where I've been the only black female in the room. Currently as a teacher where I teach on basketball teams, I've been in that position. I've been in that position several times. In my neighborhood where I grew up in Bon Air, I've been the only black in a lot of situations, and specifically the only black female. And I've always felt the pressure, and I believe some of you may have been in the same a position, of having to be better than everyone else mm-hmm. all the time. Like the spotlight's always on you. And, you know, for some of it may be self-imposed, but it's something that I take on for myself and see it as an honor. Mm-hmm. It's an honor for me to represent my race in a positive way and to really be a role model where I teach as well as on basketball teams in my neighborhood I grew up in, and to never respond with some of the things that I've been through in the same way that people have responded to me in a negative way. Mm-hmm. To always be the opposite of the hate. Because when we lived in the neighborhood that I spoke of before, we had a cross burn on our lawn.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. We had a brick thrown through our screen door that said niggers
in
niggers go home. So I've been through a lot of stuff.
Wow.
And I never internalized it and said, you know, what was me, or even said there's something wrong with me. I always felt sorry for the people that held that type of hate in their heart. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, there's an extra responsibility, I believe, a little bit self-imposed, but at the same time, like I said, I feel like it's an honor to do that, to be a positive role model.
Wow. And Aubrey, I asked that mm-hmm. because you being the host of the show, because I wanted to come back to you real quick, but okay, Vince, go ahead and say what you were going to say. I missed something. Were you going to say something?
No.
Okay. But coming back to you, Aubrey, you have been a journalist, you've been a writer, you have oodles amount of experience and years under your belt.
Mm-hmm.
Currently with the Pittsburgh Courier, you wrote mm-hmm. with the Pittsburgh. You write with the Pittsburgh Courier, mm-hmm. covering sports. Women, black women. Is there any stories that you've come across where they've made impacts again, politically, with sports and politics as it comes together for the good.
I really think that there's probably too many for me to mention.
Wow.
But one particular black female of late, who I want to marry, is Lisa Leslie. All right. And I'll tell you what, because I met her in New York at the airport. I was going to Amsterdam. I was doing a tour with Roy Ayers, and I was at the airport, and I met her, and I was like, "That's Lisa Leslie. Should I go say hello?" I said, "But I'm gonna go anyway." And I went, and I said hello, and she was the warmest. I was like, and that hit me. And I listened to some of the things she went through, which you know far more than me. But she's just an example. Clonora Hudson Weems, who wrote the Emmett Till trilogy, mm-hmm. is a good friend of mine. University of Iowa PhD. Now she's with University of Missouri. But it's the thing. I went up there to teach a seminar about 10 years ago, and she walked me through Kansas City in terms of the things that some of the black women had went through, mm-hmm. like Dr. Harriet Washington wrote the book Medical Apartheid and talked about them basically giving black women hysterectomies without anesthesia, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So, knowing that what black women and men have went through aesthetically and physically to basically make our nation better, it's daunting, it's honoring, yet it's scary all at once.
Wow. Aubrey Bruce, Straight No Chaser. There's a podcast that's coming soon to Urban Media Today Sports and Urban Media Today Radio. Aubrey, and this is going to be a straight-up podcast, so it's mm-hmm. going to be unlike, not set up like a terrestrial radio show. It's going right. to be nothing but talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to come at us with the hard facts on some things, and you're talking about sports and other things as well, correct?
Yeah, I've been a lifestyles writer. I was opposite Miss Manners in a few papers, the Daily News. She, Miss Manners, was here, and I was on the other page. I wrote a column called Truth Serum. And within the confines of that, I was always socially and maybe sports-wise sort of connected, And when I sit here with young people like you and Margo and Vince, I'm just blessed that you guys didn't have to go through 10 years in the press box. Nobody wouldn't even speak to you and acknowledge you that we're beyond that, and they're giving young people like yourself, like your props, mm-hmm. And you said something to me, Kevin, when I was in the hospital.
Did you call me Kevin?
Oh, Trevin. I keep calling you my cousin. He's on my mind. I gotta go to New York. I'm serious.
That's good. We family. That's all good. Go ahead.
I gotta go to New York. I'm serious. But Trevin, the thing is that when I was in the hospital last week, I realized how expendable I was as a 65-year-old black man. Because a nurse would come in my room and say, "Can I help you?" Then she'd go to my roommate who was white. "Hey, how you doing, Bob? What's going on? How you feeling?" And I felt sort of less than for a minute. I felt like expendable. But I thought about it. I said, out of 340 million people, there's like 3,500 black, NFL writers, and that was one of them. But that's what makes me excited about Urban Media Today and what we're doing here. Because I'm allowed to express myself. And some things I'm going to say, I'm not going to say half the things that I think. Because mm-hmm. they would close the station down. they would turn the lights off and the power. So I'm going to say just enough, I think, to kind of tickle them. But, my thing is if you never worked with Roberto Clemente, if you never worked with Bill Nunn, then, you really, that's a perspective that you may have to bury me when I die. I may be that poor. But I'm rich in spirit when it comes to some of the black history of sports and Pittsburgh,
That's awesome. It's going to be called Straight No Chaser, Aubrey Bruce podcast. That's a 30-minute podcast we're going to start off with initially on Urban Media Today Sports.
Yes,
and it'll be all about Aubrey. And we'll be sitting here at the Urban Media Today Roundtable as this is becoming affectionately known
between
the shows. And
Knights of the Round Table.
Yeah, there you go. Trying to make it happen. And Aubrey, if you don't mind, we're going to take the last portion of this show, this particular podcast, a couple minutes. And you have a lovely guest sitting to your right, who's also going to have a podcast on mm-hmm. Urban Media Today Talk Sports. And if I can just take a couple of minutes, Margo, what is your podcast going to be about?
Wow. I just want to say I'm excited to be here with you guys because Aubrey just dropped some knowledge. Wow. I didn't know you had all that knowledge behind you. So you probably, definitely, not even probably, I'm saying 100% have to be on the Give It Up podcast, which is the name of my podcast. Yeah. And the Give It Up podcast is really all about celebrating people, places, and things. It's also about giving it up in terms of not just celebrating, but giving it up in terms of letting go of things that hold you back. Mm-hmm. So whatever's holding you back in your life. It's also about giving it up in terms of the information that you have, in terms mm-hmm. of your wealth of knowledge and your wealth of knowledge with sports. So it's called the Give It Up podcast. And you just said something that made me think about one of the guests that I just talked about when I was at the hairdresser the other mm-hmm. day that I just talked to. Her name is Dr. Ritu Thaman, and she was talking about the healthcare system. Mm-hmm. She's a cardiologist with UPMC, and she was talking about the healthcare system in terms of Black women being the most at-risk group of people within the healthcare system, just in terms of advocacy and those things. So she's going to be one of my guests. My first episode of the launch of the podcast is going to be about celebrating your mother. So mm-hmm. I'm going to have a little couple interviews with my mom, and my cousin's going to come on and talk about his mom. So we're going to launch it by starting with the person who launched us, which is our mothers. So we're going to talk about sports. I got some people coming in talking about sports, education. I'm a writer as well. I like mm-hmm. to write poetry. So on some of the podcasts, I'm going to, you know, read a poem, and then we'll just break down the poem. What does that mean? So I have a poem that's called Get Your Education. Yes, and yes, so we'll talk about the education system. I have another poem called At the Table, and that's basically about how Black families came together, and hopefully we still are in some places, at the table, and talked about hair, and talked about family, talked about politics, and everything happened at the table around that food, sort of like soul food.
Right.
So it's going to be a lot of different things, but we're going to give it up.
Oh, yeah, give it up.
We're going to give it up. Got to give it up.
Gotta do it.
That's awesome. You got to give it up. And then you have Aubrey Bruce's Straight No Chaser. Wow. It sounds like we're going to be on fire.
Yeah, for sure.
So the Give It Up podcast with Margot Hinton. And then the show that you're listening to right now, Straight No Chaser, Aubrey Bruce podcast. Both of those podcasts will be 30 minutes right here on Urban Media Today Sports and Urban Media Today Radio. Aubrey, this is your show, man. You got the last word.
Last word. She said poetry. All right.
And you're a singer too, right?
Yeah.
So you write poetry, don't
Roy
you?
Ayers and a bunch of people. But I got something for my Damus here. On the subway, I dug the man digging on me. He was hung up in a mass confusion to who he was. He thought he could try to see. But you see, me knowing me, Black, proud, and determined to be free, could plainly see my enemy. Yeah, yeah. I know him. I once slaved from body and soul and built him a pile of Black gold. His game is old. How can you understand me riding on the subway? 8th Avenue, 7th Avenue, 6th Avenue, IND, BMT. He still hasn't dug me. He stares endlessly. I ask you, can I save him? No, no, no. Next stop, 125th Street, The Last Poets.
Woo! Bring it up. Give it up. Everybody, give it up.
NYC.
Give it up.
I like that, man. That's Aubrey Bruce, Straight No Chaser. Go ahead, sir.
And that was The Last Poets, Suleiman El Haiti.
Awesome. So we can hear more of that on the show, the upcoming show.
I got them memorized. I got them right here.
Bring it. Give it up.
Will you take us out, sir? It's your show.
I want to just thank everybody, Margo, Vince, Trevin, the producer, for giving a 65-year-old a shot, because I thought I was like semi-finished. I did my thing 41 years. But when you work with younger African-Americans who are positive and have the energy, don't believe the hype. We don't have all 15 different babies by 15 different mamas. We don't throw our people under the bus. You know, my thing is that they sort of dislike me on the other side of the aisle because I'm an investigator, I'm a researcher. I'm never going to say anything out of these lips that I don't know to be fact. I don't believe in theories. I don't believe in opinions. It's all facts.
Aubrey Bruce, Straight No Chaser here on Urban Media Today Radio. And you'll hear more. There's more where that came from in the upcoming weeks as he gets his show kicked off. And then also, as you heard from Margot Hinton, she will have her podcast. What was the name of the podcast again?
Give It Up, Trevin.
I just wanted to hear you say it. That's
Give It Up.
Well, Give It Up. All that happening right here. And don't forget, there's already shows that take place as well Give it up for Aubrey Bruce, Straight No Chaser, Straight Up Podcast. See, this is going to be different, though, Aubrey, because this is just going to be straight up talk. This isn't going to be like the commercial interruptions, that type of thing. This is a podcast where you do your thing.
We have some fun. I got that from Rachel Maddow. You know, I watched her. I'm not afraid to say that I borrow ideas from people, especially great people. And Rachel, the first 15 minutes, she brings it. As Margo said, give it up. She gives it up. You know? And that I just want to use some of those concepts, if I can, to make communication a little bit better.
Straight up, no chaser. Aubrey Bruce.
Taking the shots no other show dares to take.
Aubrey Bruce. Straight, no chaser.